WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Western Iowa news, authorities are investigating the death of a toddler who was found unresponsive at a residence in Mills County. The State Department of Public Safety said late Tuesday afternoon that the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is waiting for autopsy results to determine the circumstances surrounding the child's injuries and death. Police received a 911 call Friday about an unresponsive child at a residence in Pacific Junction. The 13-month-old was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha with extensive injuries. The child died on Saturday. Authorities have not released the child's name. News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Officials in Iowa say tourism spending in the state in 2011 amounted to more than $430 million in state and local taxes, with spending in Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County amounting to nearly $300 million that same year, the latest year for which figures are available. The Omaha World Herald reports the number of employees in the county with tourism-related jobs topped 3,200 with a payroll of more than $52 million. Iowa lawmakers got a chance to see the numbers at a statewide tourism convention held last week in Des Moines. More than 100 state legislators visited the convention at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, where dozens of Iowa communities showcased their attractions, events, and businesses. Tourism officials say without tourism spending, Iowans would have to pay more in taxes to maintain the current level of state services. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Tuesday that an Adams County man was arrested early that morning for being a fugitive from justice. Brothers said around 12:20 a.m., officers with the Clarinda PD apprehended 36-year-old James Keith Bost of Corning. Bost was taken into custody in the area of 18th and Lincoln Streets on a fugitive from justice warrant from the state of Texas. Bost was wanted by Texas authorities for felony possession of marijuana. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $10,000 cash-only bond while awaiting extradition to Texas. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Monday of 65-year-old Linda Barber. The Atlantic woman was taken into custody on a charge of fifth-degree theft or shoplifting. Barber was booked into the Cass County Jail. And officers with the APD investigated a non-injury accident Monday evening. Vehicles driven by Colin Baker and Jason Watson, both of Atlantic, were traveling east on 7th Street and approaching the stoplight at the intersection with Plum when Watson stopped for traffic in front of him. When Baker failed to see Watson's car had stopped, his vehicle hit the rear of the Watson's vehicle, causing $3,000 damage to each vehicle. Baker was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance and violation of an instruction permit. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests last week. On Saturday, 20-year-old Newberry Winfield Wright of Oakland was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Wright was released later that same day on his own recognizance. And as we reported to you last week, deputies in Cass County arrested 36-year-old Daniel Elmer Bright of Shenandoah back on January 29th. Bright was arrested in Page County on a Cass County warrant for theft in the second degree. After being brought back to Cass County, Bright was taken to the jail in Atlantic and released later that same day on $5,000 bond. Police in Lenox reported Tuesday that an investigation into drugs and drug paraphernalia found in a home there on January 26th led to the arrest on January 31st of a Red Oak woman. 29-year-old Natasha Myrie Crowley was arrested on a charge of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the Adams County Jail and later posted a $1,300 bond. And sheriff's officials in Audubon County say there were no serious injuries reported following a rollover accident early Tuesday morning about a mile north of Kimbleton. 51-year-old Teresa Amsden of Manning was traveling south on Bluebird Avenue at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday when her car left the road and headed toward the east shoulder. The vehicle then went back onto the road again and shot across it before heading into the west ditch and flipping over onto its roof. Amsden refused medical treatment at the scene. She was cited by deputies for failure to maintain control. The car sustained about $3,000 in damage. And sheriff's officials in Harrison County said a Logan man had been injured in a rollover accident Sunday evening. 23-year-old Brian Hemingway was traveling west on Highway 30 in a Pontiac Grand Prix when he lost control of the car at around 6:20 p.m. while attempting to pass another vehicle. The out-of-control Pontiac hit the left rear of another car driven by 46-year-old Anthony Lindner of Odebolt, causing that vehicle to skid to the left shoulder of the road, while Hemingway's vehicle skidded into the south ditch. It rolled five times in the ditch before coming to rest on its top. Hemingway was transported by Logan Rescue to Missouri Valley, a hospital for what officials said were non-incapacitating injuries. Hemingway was cited for unsafe passing and failure to maintain control. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinsey planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Orville Rocker, age 82 of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Orville Rocker will take place today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Rebecca Bartlett, age 28 of Bagley, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Lee Bartlett will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. And Judith Conrad, age 78 of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Judith Conrad are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.